Hi everyone, welcome back to my podcast. It's your girl Lyde and I'm from Lagos. Of course, obviously. Welcome back to my podcast, you guys. I'm super excited to be here one more time. Again, I think again is the word. Okay. So let me tell you about this episode, how this episode was born. What actually occurred was that one day I was bored and I decided to go create a random Google form, which is stuff that I do, which is something I do. And I posted it on my WhatsApp status that, you people, I'm bored in my house, so enjoy, you know, like help my market, like ask me questions and stuff. Obviously, nobody asked. I mean, only three people asked. And it's like, I know that more people saw it. It's just laziness. Laziness, no shame. Laziness is killing my people. No, I'm just playing. But what happened was I told people to ask me questions. And I only got three. But one of those questions is actually really profound. And that was what inspired this episode. So what I'm going to be talking about to you guys today is purpose. In the sense of like, how did I know that what I'm doing currently is what I'm meant to be doing, that kind of thing. So here we go. You obviously know the drill. Make sure to grab your bowl of jollof and just chill. And I really hope you enjoy this episode. So let's get right into it. You know, when you're young, and in Nigeria, when you're a young Nigerian, when you're growing up, people just ask you, what do you want to be when you grow up? Ah, small boy, small girl, you know? Ah, this one will be a doctor, this one will be a pilot. Ugh, bro. You know, there's that whole thing of what do you want to be when you grow up? And we honestly grow up with a very, very limited view of the world and of the potential that we hold as individuals. And so there's, oh, I want to be a doctor, I want to be a teacher, I want to be a lawyer, I want to be an engineer, I want to be a pilot, I want to be... Hey, what's president? End of story. I want to be an accountant. I want to be a banker. I want to be a nurse. I want to be a teacher. What else? What else? No, I think that's it. That's pretty much all we ever get on like career day. It's just that's the basic. That's the squad. You know, that's the group. That's the Avengers of careers in primary school or secondary school in Nigeria. So we usually grow up with that, you know, this basic of, okay, this is what you want to do when you're younger. And then in Nigeria, when you get to GS3, you know, obviously, as most people know, if they did it to your school or if they don't do it to your school, like you guys are like bougie, whatever, that's all right. But we had career day after junior WAEC. And then obviously it's a mix of people who are okay, probably doctors, maybe accountants, and then obviously, you know, inspire to perspire before you retire, all that kind of stuff, shad, those vibes. And then they split you. This is some serious it's like some Harry Potter stuff going on, like full-on Slytherin, Gryffindor, Hufflepuff, but it's in this case it's science, tech, business, and then humanities. And essentially, the classes that you take in those houses or sections really determine what you do in your regional exams like WAEC and JAMB, and then what you end up studying in Nigeria if you were to stay in Nigeria for your tertiary education. And so, obviously, me, I want to be a doctor, so I chose science class, right? So a couple of my friends... I actually had friends in every single, is it class or, I don't even know, let's just say every single class. So I was in the science class, my best friend was in business, I had friends in humanities, and then I had a couple friends in tech also. You know, all the tech bros. Shout out to all you engineers out there, you know. But yeah, shout out to all my friends who are doing amazing things, honestly, in every single field that they're choosing to be in. So, this is my own story to discovery or my own path or my journey, my iriajo to discovering myself, essentially. Well, not really discovering myself because I'm still doing that, but more so discovering what it is that I wanted to do or why I knew that I was in the right place, essentially. So I was in science class, and obviously in science class, you take the basic biology, chemistry, physics, blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna jump forward and then come back real quick. So in uni, I majored or studied biochemistry and molecular biology. So I was a chemistry freak. Like, I love chemistry, and hands down, it's, I will fight for chemistry, just so you know. Chemistry is an amazing science, and I think everyone should take a chemistry class at one point in their lives. so... But in secondary school, I failed chemistry. Like, subject in ad. It's a very, chemistry can be difficult, I will not lie. So I failed chemistry in secondary school, and I even had a lesson teacher at a particular point in time. Shout out to my lesson teachers, if you're listening. Thank you for your service and for helping me. Really, seriously though, thank you. So I failed chemistry. Why do I keep repeating it? But I didn't do well in it. But I ended up, you know, working with my lesson teachers and working with my friends. And I eventually did better in chemistry. I absolutely love... chemistry is such an impactful thing. And for me, one of the biggest things that that I can kind of, like, single out in terms of, like, just, like, a baseline for every single course is, like, I really enjoy learning about things from a butterfly effect kind of approach, really. I've used this analogy before, but when you're at a museum and you see a picture, a lot of people just see it as like this big thing, but I enjoy looking at things as the intricate like nooks and crannies and you know, all the patterns and textures and colors that make up that thing, you know? So you're looking at the big picture, but I'm looking at the details in the picture. And that's what chemistry offers me. So by taking chemistry classes or by majoring in chemistry, I can really understand how things work. Not necessarily just looking at it, but more so understanding like the chemistry behind it, you know? So for example, I think a big example, which I'll still end up talking about later on, but I'll mention it right now, is that I took genetics, right? And with genetics, we learn about sickle cell anemia, which is a hereditary disease, but it was a disease that was developed as a way to essentially protect red blood cells from the toxin from malaria. But it still exists till today, even though there's like treatments and stuff for malaria. And it can be a very, 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 it has very, very painful and essentially lifelong effects on the people who live with this disease. But like in genetics, we're only taught about it from a Punnett square perspective. So AS, SS, AS, AS, SS, SS, that kind of cross multiplication type thing. But with biochem, what I can learn, or what I learned really, is more so the chemistry behind it, like the mutations that actually occur and the presence or absence, of like intermolecular forces really, which essentially lead to the, you know, to the deformation of the red blood cells, and that's what causes the effect on the person. So I like the fine details when it comes to studying, and chemistry offers me that. So, you know, excuse me, I knew I was going to study abroad, but, you know, again, I said when I was young, I wanted to be a doctor, right? If you're studying in Nigeria, you go to medical school, like straight out of secondary school. It's like, floop, drop you inside there. And you start, you know, slicing dead bodies. So essentially what happened was, when you study abroad, in the US to be specific, you don't go into medical school directly. You start off with undergrad, you need a bachelor's degree, and then you go on to medical school. So I took, at that point in time, I had to realize, okay, well, look, you're not going straight into medical school, which means you have to do something. What are you going to do then? And since I really loved chemistry from the whole perspective of C1, V1 equals C2, V2, or Boyle's law, Charles law, Avogadro's law, all that kind of stuff, that's why I really liked chemistry then, because of all the formulas and all the numbers and organic chemistry. And I was like, oh yeah, so I'll probably just do chemistry. But not chemistry on its own, let's do biochem, because I also really liked biology in undergrad and in secondary school. So I said, okay, fine, I'll just combine both of them or whatever. So I did biochemistry. And when I came to college, I took general chemistry, which essentially was a replication of all the chemistry that I learned from SS1 to SS3, which is like a year 10 to year 12. So I took Gen Chem, was pretty chill. I took general physics, pretty chill. I took calculus, pretty chill. And then I took organic chemistry, which is a 5-credit class, which meant we saw each other every single day. It was a very fascinating class. I got to make caffeine in the lab and everything. And one thing, when I started really realizing the real things that these classes offered beyond, like, the contribution to, like, knowledge and everything, organic chemistry teaches you how to solve problems, how to look at problems not just as a whole, but more so the parts that make up that whole. When you're doing synthesis in organic chemistry, there's so many different reactions and so many different steps that go into it. But there's also byproducts and there's also side reactions that can happen. And if you really take the concept of that and look at like world problems from it, you say, fine, okay, there's a problem. Then there obviously has to be a starting point and there has to be a finishing point. But between the starting point and the finishing point, there's obviously byproducts and there's side reactions that are going on their own. And so, you know, you can kind of like mirror those together with organic chemistry. That was kind of cool. I was like, okay, fine. I'm kind of, Gauzy makes sense, you know. It's looking like I chose the right thing. And then I got into biochem. And just like I mentioned earlier with the sickle cell, I ended up taking, I took biochem 1 and then biochem 2. And then we started learning about, at first I learned about like glucose metabolism, which is honestly my favorite thing. And if anyone were to ask me, even though nobody asked, I would tell you that my favorite metabolic cycle or metabolic process is the Krebs cycle, because the citric acid cycle, otherwise known as the Krebs cycle, is literally that cycle. Like, she holds everything together and you need to put some respect on the citric acid cycle. I love it so much. Like, literally, glycolysis feeds into it and then it feeds into the electron transport chain, but then there's so many other things that it feeds into, like the urea cycle, beta oxidation of fatty acids, like the degradation of amino acids. Like, bruh, it's multi-talented, I tell you. Sorry. But biochem is fun. Okay, now so then and I realized, okay, look, I was taking this, so this guy is kind of nice, very nice, very micro molecular details of stuff, very interesting. Then we started learning about essentially the biochemistry of genetics, where we did stuff with like DNA and just like human diseases. And then I learned, just like I mentioned again earlier, I learned about sickle cell. And I remember when I found out in class that literally all that happens is a change in the... I think it's a nucleotide, right? And essentially, quick lesson again, the nucleotides code for amino acids, which all chain together to produce proteins that are expressed in our bodies. And so if one nucleotide is changed, it automatically codes for a different protein or amino acid, rather. And that changes everything. And so what happens is they literally a single point mutation where one nucleotide is changed. And because of that, it changes the type of chemical interactions that the amino acids have with each other, which ends up changing the shape of the red blood cells. And that's why it has that sickle shape, because it's not having the right chemical interactions take place. And for me, that was, I literally remember, like, I was gobsmacked, really. I was surprised. I wasn't flabbergasted, but I would say that I was. I truly was just shocked. Really. I was like, what? Are you kidding me? You've got to be kidding me. So that was when I knew that, yes, school fees are a waste. I'm in the right place. I knew that this is exactly what I was meant to be doing. This is exactly what I was meant to be learning. And I think what I just want to kind of share, really, is that sometimes it'll take time. It'll take time for you to realize this is what I want to do. But I think one of the most important things, really, is being able to create multiple opportunities for you to explore. Another thing that I also really learned is that where you start from, like, right? So like when you graduate and it's like, oh, you have your first job or anything, where you start from is not where you're going to end. Today, I can sit down and chill and be like, I'm a chemist, I'm a biochemist, I'm a scientist. You don't even know if 10 years from now I'll be doing tech and I literally would be a software engineer. Like, you can't tell. And the thing is, really, it's only... you're running your own race, and it's obviously like a motivational speaker time, but the truth really is that you are running your own race. And again, where you start from is not where you're going to finish. So I think kind of work with what you have and extract baseline concepts that can be applied to so many different things. So for example, for me, if you couldn't tell, but I enjoy learning about the details that make something work. And there's so many fields, I tell you, in the world, so many careers in the world that need that, you know, that skill, the ability to pay attention to detail. So with whatever it is that you're doing, whatever it is that you're studying, try to extract the basic skills that you acquire from it. Try to look at how certain things that you like or concepts that you like as an individual, try to see what classes or what courses or what, I don't know, just anything really. Just try to see how they apply to things that you like in this life. Like for me, so the butterfly effect kind of applies to how I like learning about, you know, how one small thing can affect such a, you know, such a bigger thing, really. And I think that'll kind of help set you on that path to kind of discovering what it is that you like, or that knowing that you're on the right path. But aside from that, aside from biochem, I took a lot of liberal art classes. So I took sociology, ethics, psychology. So, and I did really good in those. And I really enjoy working with people and just really helping make a difference, you know. And it's like, okay, fine. I took biochem and it was like, I know what I'm doing now. Emiri, mo reaction law. Scientists, call me Albert Einstein. Alberta Einstein, if you will. I'm so sorry. I'm just very excited. So, and then I came to a point where it's like, ah, okay, I'm taking all these liberal art classes and I have my science classes, but how on earth am I going to combine them to do something that I like? Do you know what I mean? Like, how am I going to combine? Side note, I don't understand how I went to school in the US, but this fake British accent, it's working for me, but it's not really working for me. Anyway, let's get back to it. So, how am I going to combine liberal arts and sciences together? And that's where trying to combine things becomes a problem. Because really, the world just tells you, take one and satisfy yourself and get out of my office, please. But that's not who I am. I want to do as much as I can, as fast as I can, kind of. Yeah, that's another problem, which I may end up talking about in a different episode. But I kind of figured out that I just a summary of this. I figured out that I was doing what it is that I wanted to do when I realized that I could apply or essentially see certain concepts that I like as an individual outside of my academics. I can see them be applied to the classes that I was taking, and essentially use advancements of those concepts that I learned in my classes and just essentially reapply them to everyday life. And that's when I knew I was in the right place, really. But again, whatever it is that you're doing right now, there's a couple of things that's on my mind. First of all, whatever it is that you're doing right now, when you start somewhere, it doesn't mean that that's where you're going to end. Another thing is, if you do bad at something right now, if you fail a class or you fail an assignment, you doing bad in that at that time is not a determinant for how well you can do something in the future, or it doesn't limit how much of that stuff you can know in the future. It's just in this moment you've tried your best at this point, and that's how much you can do, but it doesn't mean that you can't do better at the end. And the third thing is, be able to be true to yourself. And I think that kind of applies going all the way back to secondary school, where it's like, my friend is in science class, that's why I'm in science class, and people start to realize that well, chemistry, lawyer, that's not for me. That's absolute ghetto for me. Like, you need to be able to stay true to yourself and understand that if this is what you want to do, just do it and be good at it, really. And at the end of the day, you are running your own race, really. You essentially set the rules. I mean, there's the kind of rules and balances and teams and laws of life, but you kind of set the pattern that you want for yourself. So do well and do good at it, and you will be absolutely fine. I kind of hope this answered that question. obviously I was rambling because I love biochemistry. If you want me to talk about biochemistry, I would do that for days, I tell you. Days, fam. Anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed this quick episode. That's kind of my story about biochem. And yeah, I will be recording more episodes and uploading them. Episodes are available everywhere you listen to podcasts: Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Anchor, Radio Public, Google Podcasts, of course. And make sure to follow me on Twitter at Lyde of Lagos. I hope you have a swell weekend, and I hope to hear from you soon. Goodbye.